Thank you very much for the introduction. Good morning, everyone. I guess that since this is a low-wage worker session, we should first acknowledge the hard work of all the hotel workers and convention workers putting all this together, stacking chairs, etc. It's a difficult work, so if we could just acknowledge those people. Now, this morning, I believe I'm the only session talking about migrant farm workers. If you are interested in migrant farm workers, I did notice there's a later session, I believe, at 2:30 as well. I think it's in this room as well. And there might be other sessions, so check your programs for this group. The title of my talk today is Frequently Reported Health Conditions Amongst Migrant Farm Workers in Southern Georgia. And we're with the Jinping Su College of Public Health at Georgia Southern University. If you're not familiar, we're about 50 miles west of Savannah, and this talk takes place in the Vidalia onion growing region, which lies about another 40 miles south of Statesboro or so in that region. No relationships to disclose. Georgia has a $65 billion agricultural industry, contributing over 8% to Georgia's overall annual economy and producing 81,000 full-time jobs annually. One of Georgia's most recognizable crops is the Vidalia onion, and the onion seedlings are planted and harvested by hand. Once harvested, the onions are transported to the packaging shed where they are stripped of excess leaves, sorted, and packed for shipping. Planting and harvesting work demands that farm workers perform rapid, repetitive motions of the upper extremities. And the Migrant Health, the Migrant Clinic Experience is a service partnership, so the work that I'm presenting today was in the context of a service partnership between the university, the local AHEC, Area Health Education Center, various health professional schools in the area, and they provide health screening services to about 12 clinics in May and June, where they provide primary health care services and health screens as well as health education and provide items, quality of life items that we collect as part of it, as an incentive at the end when they go through all the screening. So these are workers that have been working all day. They come back around 8 o'clock to their farm worker housing units, and then we have the tent set up with a doctor supervising all these activities, and the farm workers get screenings for blood pressure, common health conditions, etc. And we also have incorporated physical therapy as well. There's a physical therapy department at Armstrong Atlantic nearby. Field crop harvesting is hazardous, tedious, and low-paying manual labor. A recent study of Latino vineyard workers in Oregon found that approximately half of the male workers were suffering from musculoskeletal symptoms, as I'll refer to as MSS, and of these, about 70% were reported as back pain. Other occupational hazards related to farm work include exposure to pesticides, heat exposure, eye injuries, accidents, and injuries from physical exertion. For these reasons, farm work ranks among the most hazardous of occupational categories. Simple interventions designed to prevent MSS during farm work would serve to prevent injuries and help to address the health disparities faced by migrant farm worker populations. And here you see this is activities of picking the Vidalia onions. And then this is the warehouse here. So work in the packing shed requires extended periods of standing and heavy lifting. Activities during onion production are known to cause ergonomic stress and injuries from incorrect postures used during the day. MSS occurs frequently among farm workers due to the repeated bending, stooping, kneeling, lifting, and carrying. Social justice frameworks can illuminate the many complex and contextual factors and patterns influencing the health of disadvantaged groups such as migrant and seasonal farm workers. According to Arkery and Quant, 2009, their book edited volume, social justice for farm workers includes earning a living wage, living free from racial or ethnic discrimination, having access to public services such as health services, and being in a living or work environment where health and safety risks are addressed. This research is focused on these last two points to provide access to health services and to address health and safety risks associated with a workplace. And here you see a shot of the migrant clinic experience. So we have the tent set up, folks waiting in line, filling in intake forms. The annual migrant clinic experience conducts approximately 12 clinics during the onion harvest season at on- and off-site workers' housing locations in four counties in South Georgia, providing primary care and health screenings. The purpose of the multi-year observational study was, one, to conduct an occupational health needs assessment of commonly reported illnesses and injuries in this primarily male Mexican migrant farm worker population involved primarily in harvesting and planting the onions, and two, identify associated variables with safety glasses usage and depressive symptoms among Hispanic farm workers, topics that have been the focus of recent studies. It is the author's hope that information from this study can contribute to the occupational health and safety field and help inform medical needs of farm workers and future intervention research with migrant farm workers. The two study aims were, one, to conduct an occupational health needs assessment of commonly reported illnesses and injuries amongst the population through survey, and then also to identify the associated variables with safety glasses usage and depressive symptoms among Hispanic farm workers from this survey. And then also to look at the data from the 3 years of data from the farm clinics. So about the survey, this is phase one. So it was a cross-sectional survey. We adapted a short version of the California Agricultural Worker Health Survey. And these are some other variables that we collected. So we conducted a cross-sectional survey to a convenient sample of 100 farm workers. The interviewers surveyed the farm workers, and then this survey was also based on the NAWS, which you may have heard of, the National Agricultural Worker Survey. And we incorporated an acculturation scale and also a patient health questionnaire. The migrant clinic experience in 2010, we had 10 farm clinics, 349 workers were screened, 7% of whom were packing house workers. And here you see the sample, inclusion criteria, 18 years or older and Spanish speakers, and we had an 88% response rate to the survey. For phase two, this was a farm clinic medical records review. For the sample, we had over 1,100 patients for 3 years of data of the farm clinics. A farm clinic database, which was housed at one of the MC, or Migrant Clinic Experience Partner Organization sites, was accessed and analyzed in 2012. So the purpose of collecting both forms of data was to compare the self-report survey data and then with actual medical diagnoses from the medical charts to more accurately compare the data and identify the top health conditions that were reported by the farm workers and explore trends and the injuries and illnesses. Now for the results, once again, now we're back to the survey results. In the survey, the mean age was 33, 87% were male, over half were married, 93% were from Mexico, 70% spoke only Spanish, 40% resided permanently in the U.S., 7% of participants were from other countries such as Guatemala and Honduras. Spanish was the dominant language spoken. Only 10% reported that they spoke English, but 19% reported speaking indigenous language, such as certain dialects of Nahua and Zapotec, and the majority had less than 8 years of farm work experience. 35% of the sample reported they received their health care in Mexico, and that was 35%, and 37% reported that their last health care visit was over 2 years ago. Following a question about which type of PPE or personal protective equipment they used, 35% thought that the use of protective equipment might hinder their work. The farm workers reported many health problems, including hypertension, which was 25%, eye problems, 12%, MSS, 11%, diabetes, 10%, skin problems, 5%, and depression, 7%. The small group classified as depressed had an average depression score of 4.6, according to the PHQ-2, which was a score of 3 is the cutoff, so higher than that would be depressed. For this subgroup, 6 out of 7 were male, over half were single, and the majority had suffered a musculoskeletal injury. Compared to packing house workers, crop farm workers tended to be younger, with greater proportions of males of Mexican origin, and with lower proportions who reported permanent residence in the U.S. Also, a lower proportion of packing house workers thought that protective equipment might hinder their work, and a higher proportion reported safety glasses and having musculoskeletal problems compared to crop farm workers. And originally we had just intended to survey strictly the crop farm workers, but one of the clinics just happened to be in the packing shed, so that's how we collected some data on the packing house workers and just found some interesting differences from the survey as far as what they were reporting, as you saw. Logistic regression results show that participants who thought that protective equipment might hinder their work versus not thinking this, and those with only 0 to 3 years of seasonal farm work experience compared to those who had 8 or more years were significantly less likely to use safety glasses. In addition, depression was associated with reporting musculoskeletal problems. Also, participants reporting musculoskeletal problems were significantly more likely to use safety glasses compared to those not reporting musculoskeletal problems. Now, on to the chart review results from phase two. We calculated descriptive statistics only. We used ICD-9 codes for data capture, or I should say the people that were screening them and collecting the data did that. We just abstracted the data from those records. Inclusion criteria, farm workers 18 years and older, so we did some data cleaning involved with this. Population was primarily male, Spanish-speaking, migrant, and Mexican origin. The average age of a typical farm worker was 33. And other countries of origin reported included Guatemala, Honduras, and Haiti. Here you see the top health conditions. The first column is combined data for all 3 years, and then you see the breakdown by year. And if you look at the trend, you see an increasing trend here for back pain over the 3 years of data, from 8% up to 17%. But the most common medical diagnoses grouped by health complaint was back pain, hypertension, MSS, gastrointestinal disorders, eye problems, dermatitis or rash, and tinea or fungal infections, which are very common because they're living in these group barrack type living conditions. The of the 1,688 diagnoses, there were a total of 797 primary diagnoses and 891 multiple diagnoses. The medical chart data were comparable to the survey data from 2010 in terms of the most common health problems. Hypertension, musculoskeletal problems, and eye problems were the most commonly reported in both the survey data and the chart data. Moving on to discussion part of the paper. The study accomplished the main objective of the research, which was to conduct an occupational health needs assessment of migrant farm workers and to inform areas where future intervention research on occupational health and safety would meet the needs of the population. The combined data from the survey research and the medical chart review identified hypertension, musculoskeletal problems, eye problems, and skin problems as the most common physical ailments. Back pain is one area where a brief occupational safety intervention might have a chance to succeed in consideration of the transient nature of the population. And we did pilot a back pain intervention recently in the most common, farm clinic with a physical therapy intervention to identify those men. We did find some mental health issues, but once again, you saw it was a very small sample. We suspect that mental health issues are most likely underreported, are not screened for by the people that are running these clinics. The survey results suggest that MSS might be associated with depressive symptoms, suggesting association between physical pain and mental anguish in the context of farm work, which makes sense. Since eye problems are a major hazard related to farm work, we also tested variables for association with self-reported use of safety glasses. We found more experienced workers and those reporting MSS were more likely to report safety glasses usage, perhaps because they have experienced such injuries and then maybe are more cautious as they get more experience. But this association might be confounded with age, a predictor variable for safety glasses usage that has been identified in previous studies, such as those by Forrest. Okay, Georgia is one of 16 states that does not require employers to provide workers' compensation insurance for migrant and seasonal farm workers. And so these farm clinics, often we ask the farm workers when their last time they had any medical care or health screenings, and it's, well, last year when you were doing these clinics. So we do have some of the same workers coming back every year. To add to the mental stress that these workers already endure, many of you are undoubtedly familiar with the laws, the anti-immigration laws, which have been passed in the past couple of years. A local Spanish language newspaper reported that agriculture employers from Florida and other states without these laws have recruited farm workers with offers of free transportation and other incentives to encourage them to leave Georgia. Predictably, these actions have had the effect of causing exodus of undocumented and documented workers fearing discrimination, and there have been widely reported labor shortfalls in the media in the 2011 season. Anyway, there were, I didn't hear, there wasn't as much media coverage in 2012 about that. Future research should examine the effects of these laws on healthcare access and health outcomes among undocumented immigrants, as well as among immigrants in general. This slide lists some of the strengths and limitations of the research. For migrant farm workers in South Georgia, the mobile farm clinics may be their only opportunity. As I mentioned, they're working in a foreign country, far from friends and family, crowded conditions combined with potentially unhealthy behavior such as alcohol abuse, which was noted in some of the medical chart data. It may cause depression and other mental disorders among migrant farm workers. While there have been relatively few studies on the mental health status of migrant farm workers, some studies have identified multiple risk factors. In a sample of male migrant farm workers in North Carolina, Hyatt and colleagues reported that stressful working conditions and social isolation in higher education were significantly associated with greater depressive symptoms. And in a longitudinal study conducted during one agricultural harvest season in North Carolina, Greewatch and colleagues identified several factors that predicted depressive symptoms in Latino farm workers, such as marital status, rigid work demands, crowded living conditions, and concerns about documentation status. Our survey did not collect all these variables. We only had a short period of time to collect the survey because, you know, they've been working all day, going through the health screenings, and then doing a survey, so it was less than 10-minute survey. However, our results found that musculoskeletal pain was significantly associated with depression, and the farm clinics, as I mentioned, do not use a depression screener because of the nature of how the data was collected. In these farm clinics, there are many limitations to the survey data and the chart data. So in conclusion, according to the medical chart data, 11.8% of farm workers have been diagnosed with back pain, 11.3% with musculoskeletal pain, 7% with eye problems. In the self-report survey data, hypertension and diabetes may have been overreported, but MSS, 11%, and eye problems, 12%, were reported at levels similar to the medical chart data. The actual causes of these health conditions were not documented in the current study, but it is highly likely that many were work-related. According to the survey data, musculoskeletal problems were positively associated with both depressive symptoms and likelihood of safety glasses usage. The complex relationship between actual work safety practices and injury history should be explored in a future study. In addition, future research should be directed to develop and test interventions to prevent occupational injuries in partnership with community health centers and farm operators to address the risk of eye and musculoskeletal conditions among migrant farm workers. And while it is true that there has been a lot of work done in this area on farm clinics, there actually have not been a lot of articles published because many of these interventions may not be done in conjunction with academic partners, so there's no evaluation component and no necessary reason for publishing the data and, you know, what we look at in peer-reviewed journals, etc. So I did recently complete a review of these mobile farm clinics, and the most recent issue, you can find it online in Journal of Community Health, to review mobile farm clinic services. And we found a lot of studies in Georgia, but not as many in other places where you would think there would be some published, such as Texas. And I do have some handouts. There are a few handouts in the back, or you can come to me after the session if you'd like a copy of the PowerPoint. And the acknowledgments here, I would like to acknowledge my collaborators. They include the folks over from the Magnolia Coastlands AHEC, who helped to coordinate all the volunteer health professionals and students at the farm clinics, our community partner, Southeast Georgia Communities Project, who has a 15-year history working with migrant communities in the Vidalia area, Andrea Nojosa and Karina Flores, and collaborators also from the Georgia Southern University, who helped with, administer the survey, and then from our community health center nearby, who also provide services at the clinics, and then the student volunteers from the many surrounding universities. Well, thank you very much for your attention today.